Salao Kadim Tadik Kadim. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and via the best Skype connection ever, is special guest host, Candy.
Hi.
Isn't Skype awesome? This is like the clearest Skype connection I think I've ever gotten. So, we have a special New Year's treat for you guys this week. This is the last week of December, or technically it's already January. God, this went by so fast. Not fast enough, but still fast. And last week of the month, we do the special review of a superhero movie. And this week, boy, we have a good one for you. This week's movie is called 3-Deb Adam, a.k.a. Turkish Spider-Man versus Captain Turkish America. Original release date, November 1st, 1973. So this is a weird movie. First of all, the title, 2-Deb Adam, translates into three giant men. So the movie's called Three Giant Men.
What?
Yeah, it's a little misleading. It's the story of Captain America and his sidekick, Mexican luchador El Santo, and trusty lady friend Julia, as they try and stop the killing spree of evil crime lord Spider-Man and his lady friend Nadia. So, yeah, this is a weird, weird movie, but it's just something that I feel needs to be seen, so I just need to talk about it. We're recording this on New Year's Day, so there's lots of activity going on, so if you hear stuff in the background, it's just day-to-day goings of a whole new year.
And if you hear this, it's because I'm having ponche.
Yeah, that's an alcoholic beverage, which is why she's not allowed at my home, and we're doing this via Skype. But yeah, this movie, yeah, this is something real. It's not just some sort of fever dream I had. I will post the link to the movie on our Facebook page so you can watch it in all its glory. So remember, go to Facebook, join I'm Batman, the podcast, become a member of the group, where you can see such things as Turkish Spider-Man versus Turkish Captain America. Because yeah, this movie is available via YouTube. Turkish Spider-Man, as I will refer to it from now on, was made in Turkey in the 70s. It is completely unauthorized, meaning that no one here had any of the rights to use any of these characters. And this movie is just amazing. It's only 1 hour and 20 minutes long, but I tell you, it does not feel like that. It feels like it's like a 1 hour, half hour movie because it's just so much fun. I do recommend everybody watch it, especially since the link will be up. I tried to find more information on this, but I couldn't find any. I don't know who any of the actors are, and I seem to have a problem where all the women in this movie look the same. Like, I swear they just hired a group of sisters or something. They all look the same.
Or it's the same woman just changing her wig.
Yes. All right, so without further ado, Hadi Hadi G. Delim.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
All right. Right away, we start in what appears to be the middle of the movie, because I seriously had to rewind to make sure I didn't skip something. But nope, this is where the movie starts. We see Spider-Man, Nadia, and a group of men burying a woman in the sand. So her head is sticking out of the sand. Spider-Man orders the men to pick up a nearby boat. Yeah, a boat. Not like a... Yeah, a boat. I don't know how else you could describe it. Mm-hmm. The boat engine is turned on, and the men bring the boat closer to the woman's face as the propellers spin. Then we cut to Nadja as blood splatters on her, and she seems to be turned on by this. And come to think of it, who was that lady? They never said who she was, or was she one of the rich women in the movie that he robbed for her artifacts? They never explained.
She's just a lady.
She's just some lady that gets killed. Now I should describe the look of this movie before I go any further. I'm sure many of you have seen movies from the 60s or 70s, and they have a certain faded color palette to them, especially foreign films of that era. So, okay, this whole movie looks like the film was like soaked in bleach. The colors are so
faded. Like they left it out in the rain.
Like if they left it out, you know how like if you leave something out in the sun for too long, it gets really faded. That's what the movie looks like. So Nadja, she's just a regular looking woman with blonde hair. But Spider-Man, well, first of all, his costume looks like a Spider-Man costume. Like you would see somebody wear at a kid's party. Like, have you ever seen the videos of, like, Spider-Man twerking at a kid's party or something? That's what it looks like.
And he's always twerking.
Yes. So, for some reason, the color is green and red instead of blue and red. And it has a utility belt. Well, actually, I thought it had a utility belt, but upon closer inspection, it's just like a giant leather cowboy belt for some reason. And then the mask is missing the eyes. Because Spider-Man has these huge white eye plates on his mask. But this costume is missing them. And we see Spider-Man has huge, bushy, evil guy eyebrows with white eyeshadow. Now, we couldn't figure out whether he had big, bushy eyebrows or if it was just his hair sticking out of the mask. Like, as if he combed his hair forward and it sticks out of the mask and it makes it look like he has big, bushy eyebrows. It's just really weird. We see a detective who looks like Charles Bronson arrive at the airport to pick someone up. Now, I don't know if the character is supposed to be Turkish Charles Bronson, or he just happens to look like him, but from now on, I will refer to him as Death Wish. So Death Wish shows up to the airport, and he greets our heroes, Captain America, El Santo, and Julia. We go to the opening credits, where it's freeze frames of scenes that will happen in the movie.
I just want to understand. The Death Wish, is he the one that has the adorable profile?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go on.
So we get opening credits of freeze frames of scenes that will happen in the movie. So spoiler alert, I guess, because we actually do see a lot of things here that we are not aware of yet. Now I'm going to take this time to describe our heroes. Julia is a regular looking blonde haired woman who looks an awful lot like Nadja. El Santo is this big, muscular Turkish guy with long hair and a knitted sweater. And Captain America is a Turkish guy in, like, this awesome 70s jacket. Dude, I would totally wear that jacket.
Me too.
It's so cool. They don't have their costumes yet, but that is going to happen later. Death Wish has brought in Captain America and crew to help him catch the Spider-Man, or the Spider, as they call him. El Santo and Cap are almost like James Bond-like spies, it seems. They're like cops or something. They have found out that Spider-Man isn't part of the Mafia. He's even killing Mafia members to commit some of his crimes. And here is what I can put together, because I've seen this movie about 5 times, and I still can't make sense about half of the plot. Captain says Spider-Man is the leader of a bloodthirsty gang from the Far East called the Spider Gang. Julia tells us their scheme, which is Spider-Man smuggles historical artifacts from Turkey to America. He then sells the artifacts at a cheap price to antique dealers. He then buys the items back at a really high price, but he pays them with counterfeit money. And I don't think we see any of this happen in the movie. They just tell us it happens. I mean, we see Spider-Man steal some artifacts, but we never see him sell them or use counterfeit money or anything. They just tell us that's what he does. Also, the group is told that there's like a yacht somewhere, that the yacht is full of foreigners that have come to see a fashion show. and that they should go check it out because the yacht is carrying precious antiques. I don't think we ever see a yacht. We cut to the street, where a man in a trench coat and a hat is being followed by two other men in trench coats and hats. The first man looses them, and then the second man gets taken out by the first guy. And then the third guy investigates, but out of a small teepee, like, you know, like where the Indians or the Native Americans lived, like the little teepees.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, there's like a small little teepee made out of wood planks. And out of it bursts out Spider-Man. Then Spider-Man stabs... He remember Spider-Man's superpower of stabbing a guy in the stomach with a knife? He uses that famous superpower. And then he says his famous catchphrase. Remember Spider-Man's famous catchphrase? Adios, Mafia. We're back with Deathwish and Captain as they go to the morgue to investigate the dead Mafia guy. And meanwhile, Julia is undercover at the fashion show. We get footage of the fashion show, which is seems to be women showing off dresses in somebody's living room. And I think we figured out that it was probably like the director's house.
Yeah.
And he told them, like, just be sure not to damage anything because, you know, I have to live here. So
especially in the fighting scenes.
Yeah. So Julia is there, and so is Nadia. And Julia spies on Nadia. Deathwish and Cap are riding around in a car as El Santo sneaks into a gym or something. Deathwish asks Captain America why him and Santo wear masks, and Captain gives him this explanation. Spider is a child-minded lunatic. He always wears a mask. When he sees someone else wearing a mask, he wants to destroy them. My special outfit is bulletproof. Thanks for that.
What?
I guess.
So he has a reason for why he wears a costume.
Because his costume is bulletproof, but for some reason he gives him this whole thing about Spider-Man. He's a childlike-minded killer, blah, blah, blah.
What he's really saying is that he's that way. Yes. So every time he sees somebody with a mask, he wants to kill him.
Yep. Okay, now I have to apologize for the lack of clips on this episode, because I usually like to play clips of the movie. But the entire movie is in Turkish with English subtitles. So unless you the listener are from Turkey or you speak the language, there's no point in putting any clips here. And if you are from Turkey and are listening, I apologize for my ignorance of the language, because I only speak English and Spanish. I don't know Turkey. Is that what you call it? Turkey, Turkish, Turkesian? Julia is caught sneaking around by Nadia. So Nadia's henchmen then proceed to beat the crap out of Julia. And then Nadia tells him to take Julia to the yacht, which we never see. We never see this yacht. We are at a karate dojo where some men are training. And El Santo is there lifting weights as this black-haired woman, like, just checks him out. Now Deathwish is they're at a boat dock. And Deathwish has somebody looking out for the yacht. I don't know if this is supposed to be a joke, because he has like three different people on lookout, and they're always different, so I don't know if it's supposed to be a joke, because first it's like this old man that's fishing, and then later on it's a blind guy, and then later on it's like a sailor, so I don't know if it's supposed to be a joke, if it's like the same person and he's so good at disguises he always looks different. I think I might be just giving it too much credit. It's probably just whoever was walking around that day. Hey, you want to be in a movie?
Yeah, I don't think it was that good.
We cut to the gym, where Santos is taking a shower in his underwear, as he does. He slips something into a door so that the door won't close correctly. Cap has some sort of alarm go off, and he tells Deathwish to turn the car around, because the men who have taken Julia are in front of them, because he just knows this. Okay, the car does a U-turn, and almost causes what I'm sure is a real-life accident, because I'm pretty sure no one here had any license to film this. I'm pretty sure they just took a camera to the street and just started filming. Julia's kidnappers notice they're being followed, and they try to lose Cap and Deathwish. They make a left turn, and that's it. Deathwish doesn't follow, and Cap assumes that because they turned, it means that they went to their hideout. Because all hideouts are just located on the outside of the main roads, I guess. Captain changes into his costume. And don't be expecting, like, some Marvel Studios costume either. This bulletproof costume consists of spandex tights and a mask without the wing ears, which makes him look weird.
It's a Captain America pajama, that's what it is.
Yes, Captain America pajamas. That's actually, yeah, what it is. I'll give him credit, though. At least the colors are correct, unlike Spider-Man's, which are red and green for some reason. And you know what? The costume, even though it's Captain America pajamas, at least it looks like the comic book, except he doesn't have a shield with him. He's missing his shield. Julia is tied to a post in the yacht, and she's getting the crap beat out of her by some guys. One of the henchmen leans against the wall when suddenly Captain America's hands break through the wall and they grab the guy's face. And this causes the man to scream in agony and die.
He got a heart attack.
Yeah. Nothing happens to him. He just gets grabbed by the face and he just goes, ah, and he just dies.
He falls on the floor, lifeless.
Captain then smacks the other dude's head into the wall repeatedly until the guy dies. He then uses a rope from the ceiling to do like fifth grade acrobatics. Like, remember when you were a kid and you would like get on the monkey bars and you'd hang on with both arms and try to like do a flip? Captain America does that. Or like you would like hang on upside down from the monkey bars, like hanging by your feet, like by your knees, and you'd be swinging back and forth. That's how Captain America fights these dudes.
But when you were a kid, you were able to do it all around, but he couldn't do it.
No, he seems like he got his foot caught in the rope like at one point.
Mm-hmm. Poor thing.
One guy pulls out a gun and he shoots, but then it just cuts to the outside of a house. Spider-Man shows up and he sees Captain and Julia escaping, but weren't they in a yacht? Didn't she say take her to the yacht? Now they're outside a house? Unless yacht means house in Turkey.
They didn't have the budget for a yacht.
Spider-Man runs away and Captain America chases after him. Captain catches up to Spider-Man in a graveyard where they have a fight. And at one point, Cap even uses a grave to do a 619 on Spider-Man. So I'm going to be using a lot of wrestling terms in this review because the fight teams seem to use a lot of wrestling moves for some reason, which I guess does make sense since they have El Santo in them. And he is the one that uses a lot of the wrestling moves. So I apologize if some of these terms confuse you. So a 619 is a move where the wrestler swings in between the third and second rope like a pendulum, and he kicks up the opponent in the face. And Captain America uses a... Okay, so just imagine a stripper pole, and somebody using the stripper pole to swing and kick somebody. Mm. That's what he does, except with a grave. Captain America gets his foot stuck in a hole, and Spider-Man runs away and gets into the Spider-Mobile, which is a blue Cadillac. We get a comedy moment that I feel is just completely wasted here. There is a bum sitting below a wall, drinking. Spider-Man jumps down in front of him, and the bum blames the drink. Then Cap jumps down, and the bum gets up and runs away and fast forward like Benny Hill style.
I thought that he was going to be like those old-fashioned cartoons where they like look at the camera and they do the sad face while they're pouring the beer out. I thought that's what he was going to do.
See, okay, so you already had an idea of that. This is what I thought they should have done. The joke should have been that the bum is drinking. Spider-Man jumps down. He takes the bum's bottle, and he takes a swig and runs away. And then Captain America jumps down, grabs the bum's bottle, and instead of taking a swig, he tells the guy he shouldn't drink so much. That should have been a joke.
Yeah. Oh, told him like a fact, like a drinking fact, like
hey, yeah, like hey, you're both blind or something.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is actually the part where Spider-Man gets into his blue Cadillac. So it was after the bum joke. He drives away, but Captain America hangs on to the door, and he is dragged along the street. And this is where I give credit to these actors because I doubt this movie had enough budget for stuntmen. let alone any safety measures. I'm pretty sure they just told this guy, all right, in this scene, you chase after him and you hang on to the side. And he just did it. Captain America is dragged and he falls off the car and Spider-Man gets away. And actually, he doesn't just, like, fall off the car. It's, like, pretty cool. He's hanging onto the car, like, with his feet up. And then he puts his feet down and kind of, like, runs alongside the car and does a cartwheel. So, yeah, I give this dude credit.
Mm-hmm.
Death Wish gets an update. And he is told that the yacht sailed away. I guess that house sailed away, the one where they were at. Santos, who is now wearing the classic wrestling gear, sneaks back into the gym. The gym that he was at earlier, where he was taking a shower in his underwear and like he raked the door. Now, Santos, picture a Mexican wrestler. There. I 100% guarantee that you have pictured El Santo. I guarantee anybody you say picture Mexican wrestler pictures El Santo. The gym is run by Turkish Jack Warden. Now, you remember the movie Problem Child? Mm-hmm. The 1990 comedy classic Problem Child?
Yes, I do.
As well as its equally loved sequel, 1991's Problem Child 2.
Is that the one where he breaks the cat's legs?
I don't think he breaks... Does he?
I don't remember.
I don't know if you were watching a different movie. Does he break a cat's legs?
Like, the cat's, like, uncast, and he's the cat's trying to walk. Yeah. It's like this.
Well, for some reason, the guy who runs the gym looks like the guy who plays the grandpa in those movies. Like, remember he had a mean grandpa who was like a car salesman? That's what the Turkish guy looks like. So, El Santo sees Jack Warden rip up some papers and he leaves his office. So, El Santo then sneaks into the office, but he gets caught by Turkish Jack Warden. Jack Warden pulls out a gun on Santo and says, "Look at this, like a demon. I bet you must work out at the gym." What the hell does that even mean?
Like a demon?
Yes, like a demon. I bet you must work out at the gym.
And they were at the gym?
Yeah, so I don't get this. Well, Jack Warner gets an elbow to the throat for his troubles, and he gets knocked out by Santo. El Santo then steals some paperwork from Jack Warden and also his money. He grabs the dude's wallet and just takes his money. Oh, and also he puts his money down his pants. And I'm not joking about any of this. So far, everything I've talked about has happened in the movie. El Santo's about to leave, but he gets caught by karate men who are there for a late-night workout. And we get an awesome scene where El Santo fights three karate dudes at the same time. Now, whenever they show scenes of the people fighting here, there's some scenes where people, I think, are genuinely getting hurt.
Yeah.
Especially one that happens later on. So highlights of this scene include El Santo using one dude as a baseball bat to hit another guy, a fat karate guy showing up, and then using his hat as a battering ram against Santo, which we were surprised he didn't break his neck.
And that's a great move. I'm going to use that one time.
Yeah, so if you get in a fight, just run at somebody head first into their stomach with your head down. That'll work. Santo takes out all the karate guys using drop kicks, and he really does kick them in the face, it looks like. Jack Warden gets up, and nothing, the scene just ends. We cut to Julia, and that happens a lot in this movie. Like, we don't know what's happening because it just ends and another scene just begins with zero transition. So we cut to Julia, Deathwish, and Captain America sitting in, like, the world's smallest table. Because they're just, like, uncomfortably close to each other, almost touching noses. Santo shows up with paperwork he stole and the money that he stole. And then Deathwish says, "I'm gonna have to arrest you for this." And then we get, like, this weird scene of the camera cutting to everybody and everyone just giving, like, an awkward smile. Like, all right, guys, smile. And then they're just like, huh? Hey.
And it goes for far too long.
Yes. We cut to Spider-Man, who is meeting with Jack Warner, or Jack Warden, I should say. Jack Warden is giving Spider-Man some addresses for robbing. I don't know, they don't make it clear. He's giving them addresses. Spider-Man and Nadja show up to a house, and Spider-Man climbs a wall to get into a room with a sexy lady in red, who is undressing. Ooh, it's about to get steamy in this movie. She takes a bath. Spider-Man sneaks up behind her and he strangles her with the shower head. She has this weird shower bathtub thing that you liked. You thought it was cool.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I want one of those.
It's like a jacuzzi, but it's also a shower.
It's like you have to step into it. Like, it has steps to go inside of it and sit down.
Yeah.
But she was, I don't know if you saw, but there was a bucket with water in it.
Yeah, it was like a weird hot tub, jacuzzi, shower. Yeah,
but it was not filled with water.
No. And then Spider-Man uses the shower head to choke her. Like, it's one of those extending shower heads, so he uses the tube to choke her. And then he steals a statue from her room, which you wondered, why did he have to kill her? He could have just stolen the statue while she was in the shower.
Mm-hmm. She would not hurt it. She would have been in, like, just showering.
Yeah. So then Spider-Man leaves in another car with Nadia. The next day, Captain America reads the newspaper headlines. Rich woman killed in her bathroom.
So sad.
She didn't even get a name. She's just rich woman. Deathwish shows up, and he tells Julia, who now has black hair, or is being played by an entirely different actress? I'm not sure which. I was confused. Because Julia seems to be like a short, light-skinned woman with blonde hair and several gaps in her teeth.
And she had big eyes.
Yeah. But now this new Julia seems to be skinnier, taller, not as busty, and she has short black hair.
In smaller eyes.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's supposed to be a different... But she has the same character name. I am so lost here. She has to go and help the lab solve some sort of letter deciphering. And then Deathwish and Santo are going to check out that famous yacht. Okay, spoiler, we never see this yacht. They talk about it all the time. We never see this yacht. And then Captain America's going to go do something else, I guess. They never say what. Before they leave, Captain kisses Julia. And she tells him, bye-bye, darling. Which is like, you understood that part.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I understood what you said.
But since when were they a couple?
Yeah, they didn't show it in the beginning.
No, like they didn't come out of the plane like holding hands or even when Captain America rescued her the first time, he didn't hug her or kiss her. He just like untied her and it's like, all right, let's go.
That's why I thought she was another character, but you were like, no, her name is Julia. I was like,
and it's
what?
The same one, yeah. So a blind man bumps into Santo, and it turns out that the blind man is the new lookout for that yacht. Because, like I said, I don't know if this is supposed to be a joke, that all these different people are lookouts. Julia solves the message in the letters, and I get it. The papers Santo stole were shredded, so she's helping putting them back together. So that's what she needed to go solve at the lab. Because I guess you need a lab to tape papers together. Meanwhile, Captain America follows a black-haired lady down the street. This is another woman who we don't know who she is. The black-haired lady gives letters to Jack Warden. And oh, she's a courier for Spider-Man, see? Now this is making sense. And honestly, it took me to write the review because I didn't know... I'm not joking when I say I've seen this movie 5 times. And I saw it 3 times before I figured out what was happening.
Yeah, it's really confusing. I still don't understand what's going on.
It's confusing because they don't transition. They just cut. Everything is just running together. They never cut from one scene to another. Like, this is a new day. This is another time. This is just like Captain America's talking, then he stops talking, and then they just cut to Spider-Man.
Yeah, they don't even have, like, those scenes where they set... Like, they show, like, where they are first, you know?
Yeah, like an establishing shot. Yeah. Like, you'll see, like, here's the outside of a school, and now they're inside a school. Like, no, they just, like, this guy's talking, and they don't just cut to Julia.
Like that one scene?
Drinking coffee or something.
Like that one scene where, like...
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Courier girl... Okay, here's another weird scene out of nowhere. The courier girl is harassed by some dude as she walks down the street. And he tells her that he'll show her his collection. But she just ignores him. And then Captain America beats the ever-loving crap out of him for bugging the courier girl. He's like, what are you trying to do? Hitting on my sister. And he pretends that he has a gun. Like, he puts his finger in his jacket and he pretends he has a gun. and the guy gets scared, and then Captain America just beats the crap out of him. All the meantime, they play, what do you call it, fart music?
Yeah, like lazy fart music.
It sounds like they're playing, like, the Balkan Skull theme song.
I love that song.
Cap sees the Courier Girl is meeting Nadia, and Nadia catches Courier making out with some guy, and then they get scared. They're like, uh-oh, we're in for it now. And then Nadia gets really angry, and that's it. Like, that guy's not her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is Spider-Man, so I don't know why she's so angry, and it's just really weird.
I thought it was like a Turkish thing.
Yeah, like, oh, you can't kiss in public or something. Captain follows Courier Girl again. And meanwhile, Deathwish and Santo keep looking for the yacht, but they can't find it. Santo walks to the beach, and he gets in a fight with three men for no reason. There's just a guy sitting there. He sees Santo, so he runs away, and Santo chases after him, and then he just starts fighting three guys. Santo once again picks up one of the dudes and uses him as a weapon against the other guys. Deathwish shows up and almost breaks some dude's neck because the guy tries to run away and Deathwish just yanks him by the hair.
Oh yeah, that looks so painful. Because that one was not faked.
Nope.
You cannot fake that. The guy was actually going to run away and he grabbed him by the hair.
Deathwish tells Santos that he's lucky. He says, "You're lucky. You always find money since you arrived in Istanbul." And it just ends. Like, it just cuts to Captain America meeting with black-haired Julia. And then Julia tells Captain that the messages are addresses where Spider-Man is going to kill and steal next. Captain America found out that Spider-Man has a connection to a nightclub, and he wants Deathwish to place undercover cops in it. We cut to Courier Girl telling Spider-Man that the houses from the addresses are being guarded by the cops. Spider-Man assumes that Jack Warden ratted him out to the police, and he tells his men to take Jack Warden to the basement. Courier Girl gives Spider-Man information on the households that they plan to rob. Something about one of them being a gigolo. I'm not even joking. She says that one of the guys is a gigolo. And this has no bearing on anything. We never see these people. She just talks for like 5 minutes. Just talks and talks. Oh, and then at this point, my video decides to just go black and skip a couple of seconds. She's just moving her mouth with no sound coming out.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
And then the video just goes black and it goes... pff, 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 and it just cuts to the next scene. So we're in the basement where Jack Warner is tied to a post with his head restrained. Spider-Man has his men bring a giant plastic tube, and they hold the tube up to Jack Warden's face.
One of my favorite parts.
Spider-Man pulls out two guinea pigs out of a box. And he says that he starved these mice for a week. Okay, first of all, I think he means rats, not mice. Second of all, these aren't rats. They're... Or mice. They're very clearly cute little guinea pigs. And third of all, if he kept them in a box starving for a week, I'm sure they'd be dead by now. Either one would have eaten the other, or they'd both just be dead. He puts the guinea pigs into the tube, and we get a shot of the animal running down the tube toward Jack Warden's face.
Adorably.
Yes, it's supposed to be scary, but the guinea pigs are like super adorable, and it all comes off just like very cute. You just see like this cute little chunky guinea pig running toward you, like,
yeah, doing that thing with their mouth where they're kind of chewing, but they're not chewing on anything. They're just like...
Jack Warden then starts screaming and his eyes bleed as the mice eat his face and he dies.
Yeah, I think he dies out of like them being so adorable. It burns his eyes.
Yeah, they're like, oh, so cute. My eyes are bleeding from the cuteness. Deathwish is at a strip club, which I'm sure he's only at because of the hint Captain America gave him. Yeah, sure, that's why he's at a strip club. Jesus, we get a weird ass dance from a stripper.
Oh man.
It is just her silhouette as she dances behind a paper screen. And Jesus, this goes on for like 10 minutes. This is her dancing, like stripping in front of a drummer.
I can dance better than this woman.
This is a woman. Yeah, I don't know if it's supposed to be sexy or what, but it's not.
It looks like she's trying to do like some kind of belly dance, but it doesn't look like it.
Death Wish talks to the bartender, and he finds out that the club is bringing in a star stripper called Mrs. Jeanette. Why would a stripper be called Mrs.? Wouldn't that mean she's married? Shouldn't she be like Miss Janet or Jeanette or whatever? Anyways, Death Wish tells the bartender to reserve him a seat for the next night. We see the manager of the club is Turkish Kojak, or Lupio Rivera, which I'm not sure many of you know who it is.
Lupio.
But he looks like Telly Savala. So if you know who Kojak is, he kind of looks like that. Except with a mustache. Cap and Santos catch some crooks trafficking drugs, counterfeit money, antiques. I don't know. They just catch some guys. They never say. But Captain and Santos beat the crap out of them. At one point, Captain America lifts a guy onto a table just so he can punch him in the balls. He lifts him up the floor, puts him on a table, and then just punches him in the balls. Like, okay.
And for real, like, it wasn't even yes. fake. Did you say the one where he slammed the guy on the table?
Oh, that one comes out later.
Oh, I'm sorry. I messed that one up. Yeah.
Some of the men try to escape in a car, but Santo and Captain America lift the car up. And they hold it as the back wheels spin. Then they put the car down and the car crashes into a wall, killing all of the men. And then we hear whistles, like rape whistles, and then the scene just ends.
That part was so funny.
And this is the part you were talking about. We hear like rape whistles, and then it just cuts to a couple having sex in the shower.
That's so funny.
And it's just like that. It just cuts from one scene to just a couple, like, in the middle of sex. Spider-Man breaks into their room, and Spider-Man uses a giant needle. And I mean, like a sewing needle. Like, it's just a sewing needle, like, comically large. It's, like, really big.
It even has a hole at the end. Like.
Yes. He stabs the woman in the back, and it pierces through her, and it stabs the guy in the chest. And we even get a reenactment of the classic shot of Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho as the blood circles down the shower drain. Cap and Santo meet up with Death Wish, who tells them that Julia is going undercover. Yeah.
Can I just go back real quick to that scene where they're dying and that guy's like, oh! And like the woman is like, she doesn't even say like one peep.
I don't think we ever see her face. It was probably like Julia playing the part again or something.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Cap and Santo meet up with Death Wish, who tells them that Julia is going undercover as Mrs. Jeanette the stripper. And we get one of the weirdest scenes in the movie already full of them. Santo says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Miss Julia." And Captain America gets super mad at this. He just gets so angry. And then he says, "And this is her dandy host, Frank Sinatra." And then Santo and Cap just stare at each other. Like they're going to kill each other over that. And then Death Wish just says, "I'll send you both to the club tomorrow night." And it ends. I'm like, wait, what?
That was
what?
So weird.
Is calling somebody Frank Sinatra an insult?
Maybe in Turkey it is.
Did he call him gay or something? Is that what he meant by dandy? Like, what the hell? It's so weird. In another scene that makes no sense, a man who we haven't seen, or we probably have, because once again, a lot of these people look the same, breaks into a house and stabs the maid in the gut. She's found by another woman, and then the man strangles her, and then he steals a statue from the house. So was he supposed to be Spider-Man in disguise? Was that supposed to be Spider-Man without his mask?
Oh.
You know what? Doesn't matter because we cut to Julia pretending to be Miss Jeanette at the airport, or Mrs. Jeanette. And she goes, "Oh my gosh." For some reason, that's all I remember from that scene. We then cut to a scene of Spider-Man having sex with Nadia, which is intercut with puppets.
That was weird, too.
I mean, really, this is the only time we ever see these puppets. And they're like those creepy Mr. Rogers puppets.
Yeah, the pink cheeks.
Yeah.
And those red lips.
And like no facial movements.
And then like they just, like, they're just looking. And then they turn around and look at each other. And yeah. It goes back to them, like, doing it. And then it cuts back to another puppet, right?
Just that, yeah, like this puppet that looks like a cop. And then it just cuts back to them. And Spider-Man finishes having sex and falls asleep, like, immediately. Like, he's like, on top of her, and then he just lays down. And he's, like, dead or something.
And she's, like, so disappointed. Yes.
And then she gets up and makes herself a drink, and Spider-Man wakes up to put his mask on. What the hell? Spider-Man gets a phone call informing him of Captain and Santos stopping the money laundering thing from the night before, I guess. And Spider-Man vows to finish it all tonight. We cut to a scene of Spider-Man inside a house. Then another Spider-Man inside another room of the house. Then Santo and Captain America show up. And they all start fighting each other. Captain America strangles one of the Spider-Man to death. And then another Spider-Man appears behind them. So Captain America is just as confused as we are. Because Captain is holding the dead Spider-Man in his hands as the other one just laughs at him. Captain then proceeds to choke the second Spider-Man as a third one appears. Meanwhile, Santos is just beating his Spider-Man to death with his fist. Santos walks in and he sees all of the dead Spider-Men on the floor as Captain America chases after the fourth Spider-Man. Captain catches up to Spider-Man on the roof and he kills him. But then a fifth Spider-Man is down on the street and he gets into his car with the stolen statues, antiques, and he says his famous catchphrase, "Bye, Americanos!"
That was a frustrating scene, though. I'm like, why are they so many?
They never explain. It's just all these Spider-Men popping out of nowhere. We cut to the club where Captain America and Santos are waiting for Julia. A courier girl walks in, and she recognizes Cap and Santos. Turkish Kojak notices that Julia looks nothing like Mrs. Jeanette does in the pictures. And Julia just says, oh, because that's just different makeup. Well, to be fair, I can't tell Julia apart from like three other women in the same movie, so I'll believe her. A courier girl walks in, and she whispers something into Turkish Kojak's ear. Kojak has his men take Captain America and Santos to the basement, but a bar fight breaks out. And Captain America punches one of the men. And Santos at one point nearly kills a man by trying to powerbomb him through a table, but nearly dropping him on his head. And this is the part we were talking about where he slams this guy on the table. You see the guy's head bounce really hard.
Yeah.
He lifts him up again to try to drop him again, and he almost drops him on his head.
That poor guy.
I think that John Cena must be a fan of this movie. Because Santos does both an attitude adjustment and an STF submission to one of the henchmen. And I was hoping for a five-knuckle shuffle, but that's probably in the director's cut. Cap and Santo see that Julia is okay, so they pretend to surrender. And by pretend, I mean about 10 guys jump on them each and they beat the crap out of them with chairs. Julia calls Deathwish and she informs him that Captain America and Santo have been captured. Kojak has Cap and Santo taken away to the yacht. Remember the famous yacht that we never seen? And we also find out that Courier Girl is named Merla. And then in the very next scene, she gets killed by Julia by getting hit with a high heel on the back of her head. Or knocked out or something because she hits her with the shoe and she just collapses. Kojak takes our heroes to Spider-Man's hideout to be killed. And Captain and Santo get locked up in the basement. Turns out that Merla isn't dead, and Deathwish and Julia are trying to get her to tell them where the heroes were taken to. And we just noticed that she looked like a teenager that's just been punished. Like, she's just making that face like, yeah, whatever, Mom.
Like, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, like, yeah, just like that. Like, are you okay? No, like, just leave me alone. Like, she's just making that face. And then out of nowhere, Merla just decides to tell Death Wish everything. Santos and Cat pretend to fight each other in order to get the guards to open the door to the basement that they're locked in. And somehow this works. And Kojak and his men open the door for some reason. Cap and Santo beat up Kojak and his gang. At one point, Captain America does his playground gymnastics again. Like, he finds a rope and he's just, like, swinging from it like a little kid in a swing. And then Santos uses a guy as a baseball bat again. Kojak shoots Captain, but nothing happens. And Captain America just, like, shrugs it off, like, well, whatever. But, oh, it looks like Captain was wearing his bulletproof suit all along. The bulletproof pajamas he was wearing. And he's not even wearing it. He's wearing it under, like, regular clothes.
How come he doesn't wear his mask?
I don't know. He has a costume underneath, like, regular, like, a suit. And he never wears his mask. I think the only time we ever seen him wear the mask is when he chases Spider-Man through the graveyard. I don't think he ever wears it, other than that scene. Probably. I don't think he wears the costume in any other scene.
Yeah, that's something that bothered me, that he didn't wear his costume long enough.
Oh, yeah, he wears the mask and the suit again when they fight, like, the four Spider-Men. When they lift up that car and kill those men and you hear the rape whistles, they're wearing their mask.
They are?
Yeah. Because Santo also wears his costume, like, twice in the whole movie.
Yeah, that's not fair.
So, okay, Captain America and Kojak are fighting while Kojak still has the gun in his hand. And Spider-Man and Nadja show up. And then Kojak's gun goes off and it shoots and kills Nadja. And you wouldn't even know it because it happens in the background.
Oh, yeah.
She's just standing there on some steps. The gun goes off and she just goes, ah, and falls down. Then Captain America kills Kojak by punching him. And I guess he died because he just collapses and we never hear from him ever again. And I love how Nadja dies and Spider-Man just runs away.
He just leaves her on the floor.
Captain chases after Spider-Man, but he gets punched by a second Spider-Man. Captain America kills that Spider-Man by slamming his head into a bookcase a bunch of times. Then he continues to chase that first Spider-Man. Spider-Man shoots one bullet at Captain America and runs out of ammo. Like, he just had one bullet in his gun. Captain America chases after him. Then Death Wish and Julia show up and they catch up with Santo. Captain America and Spider-Man are now in some sort of mine shaft. And Spider-Man turns on a giant fan, which causes Captain America to be blown back. Like, it feels like this big turbo engine that he could barely fight through. Like, you know,
you know those fans that you put in your window? It was smaller than that.
Well, it was a big fan. It's like if I had that fan in my living room, it would probably cost like a picture frames to be knocked over or something. But it was not big enough for him to be like not able to even walk because it was so strong.
I think your fan is bigger than that fan.
Probably. So Death Wish, Julia, and Santos continue to just casually walk to where Captain and Spider-Man are running to. They're just walking. I mean, Julia just has her purse with her. She's putting on chapstick. Like, all right, I guess this is where they're fighting. Captain America beats Spider-Man to death, but then another Spider-Man shows up. And I forgot to mention that every time a new Spider-Man shows up, he goes, ha 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 ha.
The same laugh.
Yeah. Oh, and we also forgot to mention that throughout the whole movie, for every single fight scene, you hear music, and then the music cuts off because they have a sound effect of somebody getting punched. And it's always the same effect, same exact effect, and it just goes, what? Yeah, and it stops the music, and just, what? You hear, like, It looks like a video game. This is like they got the sound effects from Final Fight or Streets of Rage or something.
I wish you could play that little piece just so people could hear it. It's hard to find.
Spider-Man and Captain America are now in some sort of brick factory where they fight, and Captain America throws Spider-Man into a machine which crushes Spider-Man's head. Like, it seriously falls on his head and it crushes him and he goes, "Ah!" And the way that people hear scream when they die is actually pretty funny. Because I think it's the same one for everybody.
They couldn't afford that many sound effects.
Yep. Another Spider-Man appears, and Captain chases after him. This time they fight, and okay, first they're fighting like on a rafter on the roof or on the ceiling. And Captain America punches Spider-Man, and Spider-Man falls like 20 feet. Like, seriously, he just lands on his feet. Like, dude, that guy has like really bad knees now.
Yes.
He just falls like 20 feet onto like the dirt.
Yeah.
And then Captain America's like, "Oh, I could do that too." And then he jumps off. Like, wow, okay, these dudes have probably like really messed up legs and knees by now.
Mm-hmm.
This time they fight, and Captain America punches Spider-Man into some sort of giant metal bucket. The bucket starts moving, and Spider-Man is crushed to death. And another Spider-Man appears. Deathwish, Julia, and Santo finally arrive at the brick factory, and they see all the dead Spider-Man bodies lying around. Like, you see the one that got his head crushed, the one lying on the bucket, like the one that Captain America just strangled to death. There's just, like, bodies everywhere. Captain, there goes my phone. Captain punches Spider-Man into a railroad track of some kind. And a cart with bricks kind of rolls on top of Spider-Man. And it seems that Spider-Man's dead forever now. Like, that's it. It's like little train just rolled on top of him.
It was the most unkind, like, climatic, like,
yeah, like all the other ways he killed them, like,
were more exciting.
Like when he crushed his head with a machine, that would have been exciting.
Yes,
but instead this car kind of like rolls over him, and Spider-Man,
like, kind of like a train, like he could have just ducked and he wouldn't have died.
Yeah, okay, so somehow Spider-Man fell in between the rails, but the rails had a hole where he could stand, so only his head is sticking out, like his head and his arms. But it looked like he could have literally just ducked. And I think that's what happened. I think the actor literally just ducked and that little thing rolled on top and that was it. And somehow that's it. That's what killed Spider-Man, who was able to like regenerate like 20 times.
And he wasn't even screaming that much. He was just like, "Ah!" Yeah. And then it just went over.
We hard cut to Deathwish driving everyone back to the airport and thanking them. But we see Spider-Man again. This time inside of a car.
He's like trying to hide.
Captain America runs over and he jerks Spider-Man's head very violently. And he removes the mask. But it's just some kid wearing a Spider-Man mask. Going, "Duh." And I'm not even joking. The sound effect they play is, "Duh." And the kid is making like a stupid face on purpose. Like, he has like a weird like Screech from Saved by the Bell. You know, like when Screech would go like, "Oops," and he made like that stupid twisted face. Or like Urkel, and he'd be like, "Did I do that?" Like, it's just a kid making like a weird face and the sound effect going, "Duh.
I didn't mean to."
And then everyone laughs, and Captain America just kind of smiles.
Like in one of those, sitcoms where they turn around.
Yeah.
And this has their names in the beginning.
Yep.
They're just like...
And that's it. Son.
Yeah, the ending.
So apparently, the end in Turkish is son. The son.
I was confused when I said son. I was like, son?
And that was 3 Dev Adam or 3 Dev Adam or Turkish Spider-Man or Turkish Spider-Man versus Captain Turkish America. I don't have much to say about this movie because I don't know much about the production of it. The DVD has an interview with the actor who plays Captain America.
Wow, he aged well.
Yeah, I don't know when that interview was from, but he looks almost the same as he does in the movie, just a little more gray hair.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he kind of just rambles on and on. The interview's like an hour long. I watched about 30 minutes of it. God, he just talks about nothing.
He talks about his divorce.
Okay, so they ask, the interview starts by him explaining that he doesn't know English. And then he goes on for like 20 minutes about why he should know English. He's like, it's embarrassing. I should know English because I work with different actors from around the world. He's like, I was on a plane ride to Istanbul to film this movie. And there was a girl and she had a small part and she knew English. And I thought to myself, this is embarrassing because I'm the star of this movie and I don't know English, but she does. And then he goes on and on about not knowing English and how important it is. And then he talks about how he was filming a movie where they were riding a horse and the guy in the horse knew English, but he didn't. And how the director said something. And yeah, he spends like half an hour of this 1 hour interview talking about him not knowing English.
He's like, I'm sorry, I just don't know English.
So yeah, that should show you how much of an insight that interview is into this movie. But this is a very, very fun movie. It's very weird, and I know it's not for everyone. But if you're a fan of Mystery Science Theater and the type of movies they show and that type of humor, then I'm pretty sure even by yourself you'll enjoy this or gather some friends and have a blast watching this. Because this is a movie that just dumb fun. It's just really weird and dumb and fun.
Can we do Mac and Me next?
Unless Mac and Me turns out to be like Batmite or something, I don't think I want to do that movie.
Oh, that movie is so hilarious.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything else to say. Just watch it. I'll put the link out on the Facebook page and just watch it. You'll enjoy it. And I think that's going to be it for this week. I've been your host, Captain Marvelous, and a special guest through the best Skype connection in the world, Candy.
Hello.
That's probably just a new microphone I got.
It looks amazing. I can see it through the Skype camera.
Yeah, it looks... Okay, so I think I mentioned this. I got this really cool Samson, I think it's called like a Samson Meteor mic, and it looks like those old school microphones like Michael Buffer would bring out and be like, oh, let's get ready to rumble.
It kind of reminded me of like the 50s space or rockets toys.
Yeah, it looks like really old fashioned, like it's really cool looking. But I think that's gonna be it. Remember, if you have any ideas, suggestions, or criticisms of the show, send them to @Captain_Marvelous1@yahoo.com. And remember, Kim Olursan O. Oh, business, I know.